7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and Christmas is Friday, so you've got about 5 days to get all your shopping done, finish your decorating, schedule the parties, and just sit back and enjoy all of the activities of the holiday season. If we can help you with those plans, with the shopping, give us a call, 800-259-9231. We'll work together, and it'll make it easier for you. There's a lot of great gifts out there, bird feeders, tools, gloves. I mean, it's just about endless. And if you're a favorite gardener, a new pair of pruners, a new pair of loppers, a shovel, maybe even a fertilizer spreader, or else if you're not quite sure, a gift certificate to their favorite nursery. Go down to their nursery where they shop and buy them a gift certificate. And that way, in the spring, they can go down there, use the gift certificate to buy plants, fertilizer, whatever they're going to need, and that will help them to have a better garden. So inadvertently, of course, you're not planting it, but you're helping them to maybe upgrade, to buy a little bit bigger size shrub or a larger tree for the yard, or maybe they weren't even going to put in a tree, and with the gift certificate that you're giving them, it's making it more affordable for them. And every time you come to visit, they'll say, hey, there's a tree that I bought with your gift certificate. And you can watch it grow, and you can have as much enjoyment as they do with it. So there's always something that a gardener can use. We're still making arrangements. Beautiful centerpieces, we're shipping them out on Monday. So, you know, if you want to send a nice centerpiece, go to the website, paulparent.com. The Garden Journal is there, and it's on sale, $25 instead of $30. So a lot of things out there for your favorite gardener. And but a gift certificate of their favorite nursery would be absolutely wonderful. Coming up at 7:30, we're going to talk about birds. And CN will help you to select the right type of bird feeder for the right type of birds that you want to attract to your yard. In the meantime, if you have questions about indoor gardening, or maybe you planted some shrubs or trees, not quite sure what to do this time of the year, how to protect them, call us, 800-259-9231. We'll all work together, and believe me, you will have more fun. That way you can eliminate some of the potential problems that you've had this year. It's all timing, and knowing what to do, and not being scared to ask. I know a lot of people that will come up to me when I go to the various garden centers, and they say, I feel embarrassed to go and ask a question. And I'll say, why are you embarrassed to ask a question? Well, it's a dumb question. Well, it's not a dumb question. If you don't know how to solve the problem, then it's not a dumb question. And that's why the people are there to help you to eliminate a problem. Okay? So don't say to yourself, this is a dumb question, I'm not going to ask them, and the problem gets worse. Go to the store, call us, and ask the questions. We've been trained to help solve the problem. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have John from Framingham, Massachusetts, who has a question about a chestnut tree.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. Paul, what I have is I'm trying to grow a chestnut tree from the chestnuts that I've bought at the supermarket. And I have been successful in the past. I end up growing two of them in 1 year. And some reason or other, they got destroyed before they really got growing. And I haven't been able to duplicate that since.
Okay. What I want you to do, John, is this. You have to duplicate what Mother Nature does. Now, Mother Nature makes the chestnuts. The chestnuts fall to the ground. They'll get covered with leaves, pine needles. Maybe a squirrel will pick up the chestnut, dig a hole, put it in the ground, and say to himself, I'll be back for that chestnut later on. He forgets where he buried it, and in the spring it comes up. So what you want to do, when you buy the chestnuts at the supermarket, they're going to notice that some are round and some are like half. Take the ones that are more rounded and larger in size. Take some old plastic pots, fill them with soil, take the chestnut, push it into your container about 2 inches deep, water it well, take those potted nuts, put them in your garage, in your tool shed, someplace where it's going to stay cold, and leave them there for the winter. In mid to late March, when the weather begins to get nice, take that potted nut, put it outside, water as needed, and it will sprout and become a tree. So you need to mimic what Mother Nature is doing herself. And if you just take it and you plant it in the spring and you keep it warm all winter, it will not germinate. It has to get cold to chemically change that nut so that it becomes to a point where the hormones due to the cold change to make that plant break dormancy and get active enough to grow. And you can do that with any nuts that you have. But you need to mimic what the normal growth pattern of that plant does. So the bigger, the more round the nut that you can find, pot them up, plastic pot, put them in a garage, a tool shed, a barn, someplace where it's going to get cold. Put them right on the floor. And the reason I want you to put them in the building is right now you still have a lot of activities with chipmunks and squirrels. And if you pot them up and the pots don't freeze, these animals are going to find it. They're going to dig in the pot and pull a nut out and eat it, and you'll have nothing. So put it in your tool shed or garage in March, put it outside, and you can feed it at that point, and it will produce a plant. Now, what I would do is grow it in that container all year long. And in the fall, you can either put it back in the tool shed or the garage, or you can plant it. But just so that you can pamper it, put it on your deck or porch, someplace where you're continuously working so that you can pamper that young seedling for the first year or two. If you're spending a lot of time in your vegetable garden for the first year, take your container, dig a hole about 3 or 4 inches deep, set the pot in the garden about halfway into the ground, and firm the soil around it. That way, when you get a wind, it won't blow over. It will hold it stable, and that way the roots are going to be confined to the pot itself, and it will be easier for you to move it from one place to another. Okay? But chestnuts, whether it's the regular one, the American chestnut, or the Chinese that you're going to eat, do what Mother Nature does, and it will work real, real well for you. Thank you. Now, I know some of you have gone to various stores. You've seen holly plants in the store. If those plants were in a building that was heated, so if you're in the box stores and you see inside the store some type of evergreen, you cannot take that plant and put it back outside if the new growth has started. It has to become an indoor plant. So if you want to purchase a holly, buy it from a business like a nursery that keeps them outside. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Now, I know some of you are going to be buying amaryllis as a Christmas present. And amaryllis is one of my favorite flowers. It's a big bulb, and you can buy it at all of the nurseries and garden centers. A lot of the other stores also carry it. Now, you can buy it two ways. You can buy it in a box with a pot and some soil, or you can buy just the bulb. If you've got your choice, buy just the bulb. The reason is, when you buy an amaryllis all boxed, you're paying for the box, the pot, and the soil, and you're also paying for the shipping, which is a lot bigger of an area than loose bulbs. The bigger the bulb, the more stems with more flowers on them. So you may be paying a little bit more, but you could end up with twice as many flowers if you buy just a bulb, compared to the bulb, the box, the pot, and the soil. Buy just a bulb, okay? And then what you do, you must have some old pots kicking around the yard. Take one of your pots, wash it up, get some potting soil, plant it up, and give it wrapped up in a piece of paper, ready to go. It makes a wonderful gift. And I know my grandfather, he loved amaryllis, and people in my family, they just didn't seem to understand. They would buy him aftershave or a shirt or something like that, and he enjoyed it, and he loved it. But when I came in to give him his presents, he would always say, "Did you get me an amaryllis this year?" And I said, "Pop, do I get you one every year?" And he would open it. His eyes would get so big. He would send me pictures. My Aunt Ruth would take pictures with him and a yardstick. And he used to measure that flower stem every single day, because it would get big. The stem itself will get 18 to 24 inches tall. Great big fat bulb, bud rather, on the top of it. It would burst open. Would make three or four of these funnel-shaped flowers, 6 inches or more in diameter. And they're white, red, pink, bicolors. And then the leaves would come. Well, he would take pictures as it grew. He would take pictures of the bloom. And he would hold that in his lap and pose. And you think he had just won $1 million. So try an amaryllis for a relative that doesn't spend a lot of time outside. Okay? Don, who's up next?
This is Dolores from Massachusetts, who has a question about bulbs and a question about flowers.
Dolores, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Paul, and Merry Christmas to you. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
Paul, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and then I'll hang up so I can make some notes. One is, I'm sure your answer is going to be it's too late, but I have daffodils, bulbs I never planted. And if it's too late, what should I do with the bulbs, and can I plant them next spring? The other question is, I live in a community that hasn't got an association anymore.
Okay.
And there's an area at the entrance of our community, which myself and maybe a few other people try to keep alive with the shrubbery and the plants. Now, when I have to get up there to plant, or I have to actually go with my car, bring a wheelbarrow, bring the soil, and, you know, and all of the tools that I need to plant with. My question to you is, what would be the best thing to plant there and that would, you know, not take a lot of attention, like I can't be there with a hose and water it and so on and so forth. Thank you, Paul.
Okay, Dolores, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll help you.
I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles, Wild Delight.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Dolores about her bulbs. Now, if any of you bought bulbs, you can still plant them. I know some of the big box stores, they still have a ton of bulbs left. They're like half price or cheaper. If where you live, the ground is not frozen, you can still plant. I remember many years ago, I had bulbs in my tool shed. I forgot they were there. And it was Christmas Day. I went to put all of the wrappings into the trash barrel and saw the bulbs. I let the kids play with their toys. Dad went out in the yard, planted tulips, daffodils, and things like that. And they were beautiful in the spring. So if your ground isn't frozen, buy some bulbs, plant them, and you'll have a surprise. If the ground is frozen where you live, take some old plastic pots, and they have to be planted in soil now. So go to your local garden center, buy some regular topsoil. You don't have to buy potting. Topsoil is cheaper. Pot them up, good drink of water. Put them on the floor in your garage or in your tool shed, and they'll be okay. They need to make roots. You cannot wait until spring to plant them. They have to be done right now. Now, for low-maintenance plants, what I would suggest that you do, Dolores, is buy perennials. Take a picture of the exposure design a garden with the help of your local garden center. Go to the nursery, go to the garden center, tell them, I get an area this big by this big, full sun, soil's okay, what can I plant to have color year-round? And they will help you. Or you can call me back at the time, and we'll talk about it also. So don't give up. Perennials, they come back every year, and all they need is a little bit of fertilizer, and you're in great shape. Joining us this morning, we have our bird lady, C-Ann from Wild Delight, and she is going to help you to select the right bird feeder for your yard and the right seed to attract those birds. C-Ann, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Are you ready for Christmas?
You know what? Surprisingly, I am. I didn't think I'd get there, but I finally made it.
Well, I have a lot of friends that are trying to do some last-minute shopping, and we were talking about bird feeders, and they say, you walk into some of the stores, some are round, some are wood, some are plastic, some are metal. Where do we begin, and what is the best feeder and seed to use for birds? So I told them, you would be here Sunday, and you would help us to select the right feeder, put the right seed to attract the birds. So, C-Ann, it's yours. Tell us.
Well, there's several different types of standard feeders. One is called the hopper feeder. The other is a regular seed tube feeder. There's another one, a Niger seed tube feeder. And then you have your platform feeder. Now, depending on what you're looking to attract, or if you want to install it as a post-mounted or you want to hang it, we'll kind of determine what kind of feeder you should get. Mostly, if you're doing like a post-mounted, traditionally you go with a hopper feeder or a platform feeder. If you're going to hang it, it's generally a tube feeder. So it depends on where you want to put it and what kind of birds you want to attract.
So let's say we want to attract small birds. What types of feeders?
Yeah, small birds are really do well on tube feeders. Because most of the tube feeders, the perches are too small for your larger birds to land on comfortably. So the little birds aren't bullied away by the bigger birds. So a tube feeder usually does very well. Now they are trying, they are making some tube feeders with bigger perches because, say, cardinals. Cardinals are traditionally ground feeders, and people want to attract them to the yard. So a regular tube feeder, the perches are too small for them to really kind of perch uncomfortably so they don't go on it. So some companies are coming out and they're designing bigger perches. So keep an eye on the size of the perch. So if you want to attract just the smaller birds, look for a small perch on the tube feeder.
Okay, so if we want to get all of like chickadees and finches and the really small birds, we should go with either a hopper type or a tube. Now, what kind of food should we put in that feeder that will attract the small birds?
Well, the number one preferred food is your sunflower. So you want to start off with a mix that has a good sunflower base to it. And then you could, add different, look for ones with different nuts in it and maybe some fruit in it. But definitely a good solid sunflower base. I try to avoid, cracked corn. That's going to get flung out onto the ground anyway. I'm not a big fan of white millet because your house sparrows really like white millet. And that'll bring them in, and they're real bullies at the feeder, and that'll drive the other birds away. So I stay away from white millet. And then red milo. Well, basically almost nothing eats it. The birds are just going to fling it out and waste it on the ground.
What does this Milo look like? Is that the one that looks like a little BB?
That's a little reddish BB. Yeah, they a lot of companies use that because it's an inexpensive ingredient, so it brings the cost down. You know, once again, I may sound like a broken record. Read the ingredient panel. Know what you're buying. Because not all seed is seed. Not all birds eat all seed. And a lot of companies just put basically junk in a bag, put a pretty bird on the outside, and there you go, bird food. And they put a cheap price on it, and they sell it. But if the birds are going to waste half of it, what did you save?
Right. You didn't save anything because they've thrown half of it away. So you did end up paying twice as much for the same thing. Now, Wild Delight, does Wild Delight make a finch food?
Oh, yes. We make one, and it's one of my favorites, and it's what I put in my feeders. It's called Special Finch, and it's a combination of Niger seed and finely ground up sunflower chips. Two of the top ingredients that birds really love. Works well in a thistle tube. The pieces of the sunflower are small enough to get out the holes. Or you could put it in a finch sock. And that's basically just a nylon mesh bag that the finches can land wherever they want on it, and they cling to it, and they pull the seeds out of the little holes in the mesh. And my birds lose their minds over it.
Now, this is something that you can hang any place, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Now, what's gonna happen to that sock if we hang it outside and we get some rain? Will the water just wash down and out of the bag?
Well, you know, I always recommend checking any feeder after a rain, especially a heavy rain. Because whether it's the mesh bag or it's the little thistle tube with the little holes or the regular seed or hop, moisture can get in those holes. And you should really check your feeder. Because if that seed gets wet and you let it sit, it can clump and clog the feeder. So you don't have to throw the seed away. You know, what I usually do, I take the feeder down. I spread out a big piece of newspaper. I dump the feeder out, and I spread the seed out so it can air dry. This way it gives me a chance to check out my feeder, maybe brush it out, let that air dry. And then after a little while, you just fold up the paper and funnel it back in. But if you if you let it sit, it's going to get moldy, and it's going to go rancid, and you're going to have to throw it away. So always check your feeders after a heavy rain.
Now, when we check our feeders, you know, sometimes I'm probably one of the person that doesn't do it as often as I should. I did go out there on Monday of this week, and I filled all my feeders and filled all of the suet feeders also. But I noticed that one of my tube feeders, at the very bottom, some of the bird seed was all stuck together, and
right.
It was a cylinder, plastic cylinder type, and the glass looked to be dirty. So I dumped all the seed out, threw it all over the ground because, you know, there's some birds that like to be on the ground.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
And I took it inside and I washed it. Was that a good idea?
You should wash your feeders periodically. And, you know, use a very mild dish soap and hot water and a very diluted solution. You know, you don't want to really suds it up like you're doing dishes. And just, you know, wash it, brush it, and let it air dry. It's always good to do that, especially, you know, if you're buying like a traditional supermarket blend of wild bird food, it's very dusty. And that dust just stays in your feeder, accumulates, falls to the bottom, and that's where it gets all clumpy, and it can clog your feeder, and it can get moldy, turn everything rancid, and then you got a real problem.
Okay, so if we use sunflower that's been chopped up, and we use thistle, that will attract the small birds. Now, if we want to go to birds that are going to be a little bit larger in size, what would be a good bird food mixture for them?
Well, we make a mix called Wild Delight Nut and Berry, and that's got in-shell sunflower, out-of-shell sunflower. It's got peanuts, pistachios. It's got raisins in it, so it's got a little bit of everything. So it's got things that the little birds like and the big birds like. So it covers a wide range of different birds. Now, if you wanted more fruit, you know, we do make a mix called fruit and berry, and that's got apples, raisins, cranberries, blueberries, and cherries in it.
Wow.
So you'll attract more of your fruit-eating birds.
Now, what are some of the fruit-eating birds that this seed is going to attract, Zian?
Well, you got your tanagers, your grosbeaks. You know, cardinals, they love cranberries and raisins. You know, I've seen different woodpeckers. I've got the red-bellied woodpecker, the downy, the hairy. They all like to pick that fruit out. So it's a real crowd pleaser.
Now, that type of a food, what is the best type of feeder to use that in?
Well, the fruit and berry would probably do best in, like, your hopper feeder or your platform feeder. I have used it in a tube feeder, and it's done well, except sometimes the cherries are a little fat, and the birds have a little bit of difficulty getting it out. So the hopper and the platform do best for that mix.
Okay. So if you don't have a problem with squirrels, then you could use...
Oh, who doesn't have a problem?
You could use your traditional wooden bird feeders, hopper type, and have real good results.
Right. Right. But if you do have a squirrel problem, then it's really important where you put your feeder. I like the 10-foot rule. If you're doing like a post-mounted feeder, it should be about 10 feet away from any bushes, trees, or anything else they can get up on and jump over, and use a squirrel baffle on the post. Put that baffle about 5 feet up from the ground so they can't jump up over it. And then the hanging, you know, if you're hanging it, same thing, that feeder needs to be about 5 feet off the ground. You put a squirrel baffle on there, and you hang the feeder underneath the baffle.
CN, hold on a second.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with C-Ann. She's our bird lady from Wild Delight, and they make the most incredible blends of bird food. And if you're thinking of a present for the holidays, there's nothing better than a bird feeder, but start them off with a good quality bird food so that the birds come to that feeder. Now, C-Ann, if people set up a bird feeder, how long, on the average, will they wait before they start to see birds at that feeder?
Well, you know, when you put up something new, birds are always a little shy. It could take as little as a few days. It could take up to, you know, 6-7 days. I mean, in my yard, I have no problem because I'm always rotating feeders out, so they recognize that this is a feeding station. So if you put a new feeder out, don't be disappointed if you don't see a bird right away. It could take a couple days.
Now, is there something that they can do to help attract them? Should they throw seed on the ground, or I mean, what else can they do besides just sticking this feeder there?
You could throw a little seed on the ground. Putting a bird bath out is really helpful, because birds are attracted to water, especially at this time of the year when all water is frozen. I mean, I've got my heated bird baths out, or should I say my birdie jacuzzis, and they love it. They just flock to it. So, yeah, there are a few things you can do. I also garden to attract certain birds, you know, like with your echinacea, your hyssop, you know, even plant sunflowers. You can advertise a little bit that you're a bird-friendly yard.
Now, how about suet? Will that help? And what does suet do for birds?
Suet is just fat. It's high in fat. Because remember, a bird's metabolism is so high that they need to eat their body's weight in food every day. So that fat really keeps them revved up, especially in the cold winter months. So there's different types of suet holders. You know, one traditionally is just a cage holder. I actually have a wooden log with holes bored in it that I pack the suet into, and it you know, the woodpeckers just lose their minds over it. So, yeah, I would put suet out.
Now,
definitely. I feed it year-round.
So you can use suet year-round?
Yes. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, because I want to see the woodpeckers all year-round, and they just really cling to that suet log I have.
Now, when you put the suet in there, do you mix any seed with it? I mean, is this something that you make by your, you know, you have your own recipe for this suet log that you're doing?
You know, some people do make their own suet by going to the supermarket, getting the, you know, the wads of fat. You can grind it up, mix it with, you know, peanut butter and different seeds. I just buy it already made. We make a great suet that actually we mix our seed mixture in the suet fat already. So it's just a matter of opening it and serving it. So it's so much easier.
Now, weather-wise, suet isn't bothered by the cold or the heat of summer?
Well, you know, years ago, you know, suet was cheaply made, and they used, you know, real inexpensive beef fat. And, yeah, when the days used to reach, you know, 90, 95, some 100 degree days, suet used to, you know, drip and fall all over the ground. Nowadays, you know, we use, a good quality beef fat. And, you know, when it's 90, 95, it'll get soft, but it doesn't drip. I mean, when it's that hot, I feel a little soft and melty myself.
We all do.
The wintertime, there's no problem. You know, some people, isn't it too frozen for them to eat? No, you know, they have a good, solid beak. You know, they crack open this and crack open that. They can handle pecking away at frozen suet. That's no problem there.
Great. Now, CN, tell us about your website and how people can get information about birds on your website.
It's www.wilddelight.com, and you just follow the little prompts, and we do have a birders club that you can join, and you can actually blog people across the United States and ask different questions and different experiences because, you know, birding is ever-changing. There's just no that rule of how things go. Birds are extremely adaptable. They do different things in different yards. It's so much fun. It's a great learning experience.
CN, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you and your family have a great Christmas season, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you,
CN.
All
right, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.